Greetings in Jesus' name on this 11th day of August, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 60s outside. We've had a cool front go through, and it's just absolutely lovely outside this morning. What a joy it is to continue to have Bible school at our local assembly here, Calvary Baptist Church. A good attendance and a great turnout, and probably 50 or so young children learning about the Lord Jesus Christ, learning about trust and obey, learning about obedience, and just investing in their lives. We're bringing it to a conclusion, hopefully on Friday, and we're praying that God would help us to be able to reach these kids for Christ, to be able to see them absolutely one to the Lord, and to see them understand the glorious gospel. And thank you for praying about that. Tonight's service is going to be in Wells tonight, the Wells Branch Baptist Church, where we'll be having service, and we're looking forward to tremendous time together of studying the Word of God, preaching the Word of God, and believing the Lord that He would rebuild this church for His glory and His honor. And we're continuing to fly and go different places and be involved in that. We're working on different projects, and we're getting ready to cement the floor on tomorrow of our new addition, and then putting in windows. Hopefully by next week, the windows will come in. We'll put in all the windows, the doors. It's just a lot to plan for. I also act as the general contractor, and along with pastoring and mission work and church planning, there's a lot to do. Oh, we need laborers. We need people that will come and labor and go on for Christ. And included in that is running the bulldozer. I'm still finishing up some grading around our property, and ran that last night in the dark for about an hour, and just laboring feverishly. And the Lord is helping us, and we give Him the glory for it all. In your Bible today, I want us to consider this thought: riches or righteousness. The Bible says in Proverbs 11:4, riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. And you know, I'm thinking about that because I've done so many funerals throughout the years of preaching, and so many funerals of people that were wealthy. And whenever they stand before Almighty God, and whenever they're at the great white throne judgment, where the Lord will say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, I never knew you." Their people's riches have no profit in the day of wrath. There is no help for people in the day of wrath that have money. But righteousness, alternatively speaking, righteousness delivereth from death. And yes, that's right. Thank God that Jesus is righteousness. When we trust Christ as our personal Savior, Romans 6, 7, and 8 teaches us that He imputes to us His very own righteousness. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted unto him for righteousness. When we believe God, what must I do to be saved? And the Philippian jailer asked, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." When we believe the Lord, and He saves us, oh my, it is righteousness. But righteousness delivereth from death. Riches profit not in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivereth from death. And then in verse number 28 of the same verse, "He that trusteth in his riches shall fall." Here's a promise. If you're trusting in your riches, you're going down. That there's no way around it. That's not the thing we should be trusting in. But then it says, "But the righteous shall flourish as a branch." So here we have again, riches or righteous. But to be rich or to be righteous. "But the righteous shall flourish as a branch." Thank God today that whenever we are righteous and righteous in Christ, there is the flourishing ministry of the Lord. He helps us to flourish. He helps us to go on. He helps us to be a blessing. And that's what we're after. You can have your riches. I'm interested in righteousness. And if the Lord sees fit to bless me with riches, well, hallelujah. We'll just give more money away because we're certainly not taking any of it with us. Let's emphasize righteousness in our life today. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to T bell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.